Growing up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, singer and guitarist Chris Thomas King learned his craft firsthand from his father, Tabby Thomas, owner of a famous club called the Blues Box. But Chris Thomas King wasn't satisfied playing only the old blues from years gone by. He was also intent on fusing it with R&B, reggae, and hip-hop, and he found he had to move to Europe to be accepted on his own terms. After 4 years there, he moved back to the States and now lives in the heart of blues country, New Orleans.
Why can't we live in a world that gives? Why can't we be the one to make it positive? Why can't we try our natural high? Don't tell us that to get to heaven, we all have to die. Why? Tell me.
In addition to releasing his latest CD, Me, My Guitar, and the Blues, King also has a role in the Coen Brothers' new film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Chris Thomas King joins us from New Orleans. Hello, Chris.
Hello. It's nice to be here with you today.
Now, this is your first role in a film, not just singing and performing with music, but also acting. I mean, you actually portray a character. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But at the same time, it was a pretty big challenge for me, but I really did my homework. The character name is Tommy Johnson, and the movie is set in Mississippi in the 1930s during the Depression. And the character, yes, he claims that he sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads.
My understanding is that Tommy Johnson was a real blues musician.
Of course, yeah. One of his most famous songs was Canned Heat. And for those that don't know what Canned Heat is, that's moonshine whiskey and homemade whiskey. And he seemed to have a taste for that. And he recorded about 9 songs in his short career. And it was he, and not Robert Johnson, who actually went around the Delta telling people that he sold his soul to the devil to play his music.
Tell me about this. The story has always come up that it was Robert Johnson.
No. No, this was before Robert. This was in the late 20s. And I'm not here to say that this myth or this legend is true. But it was a rumor that he spread of himself. So I don't think Robert got tagged with that imagery and stuff and that legend until like the late 60s. Probably some kids in their basement in England someplace heard some lyrics and put 2 and 2 together, you know. But it was Tommy Johnson went around saying that.
So what is the song that you play as his character in the film?
The movie, since the movie is a comedy / musical, and it's not necessarily, even though the Coens are very deep. I mean, the movie is based on the Odyssey, Homer's Odyssey, the old Greek novel. But it's set in Mississippi. I mean, and this character comes into the picture. You have the Cyclops. John Goodman plays the one-eyed Cyclops. He has a patch over one eye. So they weren't trying to be true to Tommy. The story isn't about Tommy Johnson. He just happens to be in, they happen to use him in telling their story. So I sing a Skip James song, not a Tommy Johnson song. The song that I sing is called Hard Time Killing Floor Blues.
And the people are drifting door to door. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Better be sure these hard times will drive you from door to door.
Let me ask you about your music, Chris, because one of the things that you do is you blend these different musical styles kind of in a way that makes perfect sense. And yet people have said, well, you know, you don't do real pure blues because you mix in hip-hop, you mix in funk, you mix in soul. Why do you do that? What do you like about mixing the styles?
I don't really see them as being mixed in my own mind and ears. A lot of that came from an album that I recorded called 21st Century Blues from the Hood. It was the first album that featured the blues rock guitar, you know, everything where the blues had came from the early days or whatever through Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and all this, and where the blues was in, say, 1990. And I felt the blues needed to take this next step. If I was going to be singing the blues when I'm 75 years old, which will probably be 2030-something, I don't know what year that'll be, the blues is still going to be here. It's still going to be expressed, but it won't be expressed the same way we were expressing it in 1990. I'll give people a little sample of what I mean by rapping the blues. I mean, we used to sing the blues like this. Well, she's gone, she won't be back no more. She's gone, she won't be back no more. In other words, the lyrics would be repeated, like, you know, back then. You'd say a line and you'd say it again and say it again. And then in the 80s, you know, we began writing songs like, she called me up on the phone. She said, come on over and stay the whole night long. But your intentions do me harm. It hurt me so bad when I find you in his arms. When I'm in pain, you're in ecstasy. When I sing the blues, you're twitching in your seat, babe. When it rains on me, you wanna make love to me. But your idea of love is killing me by degree. My pain, your pleasure, my pain is your pleasure. My pain is your pleasure. So we do just kind of sing the song through instead of repeating the lyrics. But where we are right now with the blues is right here with a song like Crossroads. This is a little song that was on the 21st Century Blues from the Hood album. Went down to the crossroads, but all I found was a tree in a dusty road. I was looking for the devil. I put down my shovel, started thinking on the high level. He appeared as the county sheriff with his good old boys, hellhounds in a bed. He was a big porcupine. He said, you better make it good, boy. It's gonna be your last key. He asked for my name. With his light in my face, I said, my alias is Jesse James. Some call me the backdoor man. Men don't know, women understand. You buck with me, I'm from the danger zone. Bad to the bone, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Gonna get it on. Let's get it on. Fellas like me make good decorations on his Christmas tree. He keep heads in a trophy case. That's when I started running hellhounds. They began to chase me into a barn. Trapped like a rat, I'm at the child's farm. So I jumped out the window and locked up. I bet them won't hound them up. I set it up in the flames. Then I heard them good old boys scream my name. They wanted me dead. But my name ain't Fred, cause I always pack my lead. Wanna buck with me? I'm from the danger zone. Bad to the bone. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Gonna get it on. Every album that I have, you're going to find those elements. You're going to find the blues guitar that blues audiences are used to hearing. You know, obviously my influence shined through. but also my influences in hip-hop and rap shine through as well. I didn't grow up in a vacuum. I grew up in Baton Rouge. I started playing guitar and traveling with blues musicians at the age of 11 or 12. So I grew up in that environment, but not in a vacuum. I grew up going to parties and hanging out with my friends and everything, and the music that blasts out of cars warrants a hard time killing floor blues, you know. It was, you know, some Public Enemy, some Rapper's Delight, some Dougie Fresh, whatever happened to be popular at the time.
And I've read where you've said that gangster rap has more to do with the idea of the blues than most contemporary blues albums. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't get caught up in labels too much. So when I say blues and when I say rap and hip-hop, I'm just talking the language that we all know. But I actually don't see any difference in Biggie Smalls, say, and Howlin' Wolf. You know, I don't see any difference in hip-hop and rap music. And that is America's blues music. And all this other stuff that these record companies are doing, I can't stand up and say that that's the blues. It don't have... That's not what we play at our barbecues in our backyard, you know, some of this stuff. So,
tell me about this song, Cain, because it is a kind of rap, and it is a story about, somewhat about drugs, and it also, but it has some lines in it that reminded me of Dr. Seuss. Did you go back to Dr. Seuss for, do you know which part I'm talking about?
Yeah, maybe so. That's embarrassing, but maybe
no,
so.
It's not embarrassing because everybody can, you know, it's a rhyme that everybody can identify with. But you weren't conscious of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess everybody's read the Dr. Seuss, you know. But you try to find, if you're saying something that's, you know, you want to say it, the more simple that you can make, you know, your lyric or your message, the more it becomes universal, I think.
Uncle Sam, cruising through the neighborhood, kissing little babies, but you know he's up to no good. He wants you to trust in his red, white, and blue. Do it include me, do it include you. Times are tough, and they only getting tougher. Crack babies born, and you know they gonna suffer. Left one way out, and there ain't no other. Journal on drugs, killing your brothers. What's wrong with your brain? What's wrong with your brain? Cain. What's wrong with your brain? What's wrong with your brain? Sam told me if I join his wars, I could make big money and drive big cars. Said he'll supply the guns, phones, and the rest. If I could answer yes to one question on his test, but I would not, could not from my house. I would not, could not with my spouse. I would not, could not with no gang. I would not, could not sell no cane. Cane.
My first few albums, I didn't do any cover songs. You know, I felt that the blues needed, you know, fresh lyrics, a fresh idea and things. So, and the reason I always had to write my own songs and come up with my own voice, because when I was 15 years old and I'm singing in my dad's club, or I'm on tour, you know, someplace and I'm singing in his club, all these women are like 25 years older than I am or whatever. I'm not even supposed to be in there. And I'm singing, I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man, not even knowing what I'm, the hell I'm singing about. And but there was very few songs that when you're 14 and 15 years old that you can sing convincingly. You can't sing about, you know, my wife left me and took the kids. And, you know, so a lot of those blues lyrics, you know, I couldn't find myself. It wouldn't be honest if I got up and pretended to be something that I wasn't. So I had to come up with young man lyrics, lyrics that spoke about, you know, I could sing maybe Good Morning Little Schoolgirl or something. But I had to, when I began recording, I felt people wanted to hear what I had to say. So I began writing songs that that a young person would sing.
Well, what was it like for you growing up, you know, practically in your father's club with not only him as a great musician, but all these great musicians coming through there?
Mostly, it was the locals that played at my father's club. Silas Hogan Guitar Kelly sounded a lot like Lightnin' Hopkins. And that country blues style was the very first style that I began to play the guitar. You know, they never showed me a guitar lick. They would never sit me down and say, well, this is how it goes. They would never talk about music with me. They never, you know, but they told me, don't sing their songs, you know, sing your own song. Find your own song to sing and sing that.
Father and Son is a tribute to your father, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tribute to my dad. It's on the new Me and My Guitar and the Blues album. It's one of the most popular songs on the record.
When I came up, we didn't have a lot. I went to school of hard knocks. But somehow, we made it through. And I'm here today to play the blues with you. Life's been good, but sometimes bad. But these old blues is all we had. And from the old school to the new, I'm gonna play these blues. Like father, like son, like father, like son.
Well, Chris Thomas King, I want to thank you very much, and I wonder if you could give us a farewell by singing the a cappella song that you have on your forthcoming CD.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Okay. I had George Clooney singing this the other night to me at the premiere, and it's a little song called Old Brother War Thou. I've journeyed 1,000 miles, old brother, where art thou? I've journeyed 1,000 miles, old brother, where art thou? Well, I'm lost and alone. Will I ever reach my home? Where did I go wrong, old brother, where art thou? If I was the captain of a ship out on the sea, well, coming rain and hell's high water, nothing would detour me. I'd walk through a blazing fire, bravely face the lion's den, to hold my sweet little angel in my arms again. I've journeyed 1,000 miles, old brother, where art thou? I've journeyed 1,000 miles, old brother, where art thou? Well, I'm lost and alone. Will I ever reach my home? Where did I go wrong, old brother, where art thou?
Chris Thomas King. He appears in the new Coen Brothers film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He joined us from New Orleans. Alice Winkler produced our conversation with Chris Thomas King, thanks to recording engineer Matt Sacchini in New Orleans.